time for the highlight show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game one of a three-game series for the Mets and the Colorado Rockies. Kyle Freeland and Luis Severino was the pitching matchup. Freeland and Severino traded 1-2-3 first innings. Then in the second, Freeland issued a leadoff walk to Pete Alonso. Two batters later, a one-out single by Jose Iglesias put runners at first and second. The next batter was Luis Torrens, and he was robbed of a base hit by Ryan McMahon on a play down the line. Torrens thrown out at first, but it did allow both runners to move up. Two outs and two in scoring position for Harrison Bader.
So Alonso's at third, Iglesias at second with two outs. 0-1 on Bader and a scoreless game, top two. The pitch. Line toward the left side. Tovar out, reaches up. It's over his glove. Dunks in a left up base hit. Alonso is in. Iglesias right behind him scores. And Bader comes through again with men in scoring position. A two-run single to left just past the outstretched glove of Tovar. It is 2-0 Mets in the second inning.
And that was our Smash of the Game presented by Smash Burger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. A two-run single for Harrison Bader, and the Mets were ahead 2-0 in the second inning. Freeland limited from there, though. A strikeout of Tyrone Taylor ended the top half of the second. Then in the bottom half, Brendan Rodgers was hit with an 0-2 pitch, which gave the Rockies their first base runner. With one out and a runner at first base, chaos ensued as Chris Bryant came to the plate.
1-1 on Bryant. Pitch. Line to right center field. That's a base hit. Taylor over toward the alleyway. Rodgers going first to third. Bader fields and fires in. Rodgers to third. Bryant on with a single. The ball gets away on the cutoff throw all the way near the Met dugout. It's backed up by Vientos. And Bryant sprints to second. And then the ball went in the dugout. Oh my goodness. Vientos went over to get it. Slid to the dugout railing. And then couldn't glove it. And then the ball went even further into the dugout. It's going to score a run. What a mistake.
Yeah, truly a chaotic play. When it was all said and done, an error was charged to Harrison Bader on the throw in center. And then Mark Vientos was charged for an error as he tried to get the ball out of his glove. It popped out and it found a hole in the netting along the fence of the Mets dugout. It fell in. That allowed the run to score. Two errors charged to the Mets. Lead was now 2-1, and a runner at third base for Colorado, the tying run, and Michael Tolia at the plate.
So a runner at third, the 1-1 to Tolia is lined towards second, picked on the short hop by Iglesias, runner coming home, the throw coming home, the tag, he is out! Bryant slides into the tag, put down by Torrens, and from deep second base, Jose Iglesias hoses a runner at the plate. What a play to save a run and save the lead.
Yeah, truly aggressive, impressive play for Jose Iglesias. It paid off as he cut down Bryant at the plate. It kept the Mets ahead, and it's our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Severino kept the Mets ahead with a force out of Elias Diaz to end the second inning. After a scoreless third, the Mets remained ahead 2-1. In the fourth inning, Kyle Freeland set the Mets down in order. Then in the bottom half, Brendan Rodgers led off with a base hit. Severino then set down the next two Rockies. That held Rodgers at first, two outs, and a runner at first base for Elias Diaz. 1-1 the count with two outs. Rodgers leads off first. The pitch from Severino. Swung on, line the opposite way to right. Taylor broke it. Now he goes back, reaches out. It's over his head, and it one hops off the wall. Rodgers to third. He's getting the wave. The relay to the plate by Jose Iglesias on a couple of hops is not in time. It's a game-tying double for Elias Diaz, and it's 2-2 in the fourth inning. Game-tying double for Elias Diaz. Two outs in the inning. Rockies not done yet. With two outs and a runner in scoring position, Jake Cave provided us with our turning point of the game. Runner at second base, the pitch. Swung on, hit well to left. Nimmo going back. Warning track. Wall, and he is out of room. It's gone into the first row. An opposite field two-run home run for Jake Cave, and the Rockies take a two-run lead. It's 4-2 Colorado. That was the turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. A two-run shot for Jake Cave and the Rockies ahead 4-2. Severino did limit the damage to just those three runs, though, with a pop out of Charlie Blackmon to end the inning. In the top of the fifth, Kyle Freeland pitched with the lead for the first time. With one out in the inning, Tyrone Taylor doubled out to left center field. Freeland responded with a strikeout of Francisco Lindor for the second out. Third time tonight that Lindor went down on strikes. With two outs and a runner at second base and Brandon Nimmo up, the training staff, along with the Rockies coaches, went out to the mound to check on Kyle Freeland. It appeared that they were checking on his left hand. Rather than pull him, he remained in the game, and he faced Brandon Nimmo with two outs and a runner at second.
The 1-0 pitch, served towards center field and down for a base hit for Nimmo. Here comes Taylor rounding third. The throw from center, not in time. Taylor slides in safely. Nimmo goes to second on the throw. Brandon Nimmo loves hitting at Coors Field. His RBI pulls the Mets within one. It is 4-3 Rockies now in the top of the fifth. So Nimmo wastes no time on Kyle Freeland, who hurt himself after the first pitch. And then Nimmo on the second pitch just laces one up the middle for a base hit.
RBI single for Brandon Nimmo. That cut the Rockies' lead to one, and Kyle Freeland was done with what the Rockies called a blister on his index finger on his pitching hand. Justin Lawrence came on just as the skies decided to open up. J.D. Martinez at the plate for the second time tonight, and Ryan McMahon took away a hit. And the inning was done as McMahon went into the hole, cut the ball off from going into left, and cut down Martinez at first. 4-3 Rockies at the halfway mark. At this point, it was truly pouring, and rather than put the tarp on the field, the grounds crew just threw a whole bunch of Diamond Dry down, and when it was all said and done, we were delayed for about 9 innings. The game restarted. Ezekiel Tovar singled against Luis Severino. Two batters later, he was at second when Severino delivered a wild pitch with Brendan Rodgers up, which allowed Tovar to advance to third. Two outs and a runner 90 feet away, and a 1-2 pitch to Brendan Rodgers.
The 1-2 pitch is grounded down to third baseline, past the diving Vientos, off his glove, rolling into foul ground. Tovar scores. Rodgers going to second, but he slides in safely after a late throw by Vientos. 5-3 Rockies now. With two outs and two strikes, Rodgers hits an RBI single to add to the Colorado lead.
So Rodgers comes through with an RBI to put Colorado back ahead by two. The inning came to an end when Chris Bryant flied out to right field. In the top of the sixth inning, Pete Alonso led off against Justin Lawrence with a base hit. Two batters later, Jose Iglesias singled through the right side to put runners at first and third. Luis Torrens' spot was due up in the order with a right-hander on the mound. Carlos Mendoza decided to go to his bench, and he called on the left-handed hitting Jesse Winker to pinch hit with runners at the corners and one away.
Lawrence ready to deal. First pitch, ground ball to second. Rodgers has it, flipped to second. One on to first, a double play. Winker on the first pitch is a pinch hitter. Bounds into the 4-6-3, and the rally has been killed here in the sixth inning.
First and third with one out, and the Mets could not score. Luis Severino's night was done. Final line, 5 innings, 8 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. Waskar Brazoban was on for the Mets. He took over for Severino and set the Rockies down in order. In the top of the seventh inning, Angel Chavilla took over for Colorado. He set down the first two Mets of the inning, but Francisco Lindor kept the inning alive with a base hit to right. Brandon Nimmo then doubled out to left center. Jake Cave cut the ball off before it could get to the warning track, so that held Lindor over at third. Nimmo stayed put at second. Second and third with two outs. J.D. Martinez up the tying run at second base, and he bounced out to second base to end the inning. In the bottom of the seventh, Brazoban returned and made it 6-up and 6-down with the 1-2-3 inning. On to the eighth inning with the Mets down by two. Tyler Kinley mowed through the top of middle of the Mets order with a pair of strikeouts. In the bottom half of the inning, Alex Young was called on to try and keep this a two-run game after a leadoff walk to Ryan McMahon. He was erased on a 5-4-3 double play. Seemed like Young was going to get through that eighth inning rather quietly, but Chris Bryant kept the inning alive with a double to left. He was lifted for a pinch runner. Sam Hilliard came on. Young then walked Michael Tolia to put a pair on. First and second with two outs. And once again, it was Elias Diaz at the plate for Colorado.
The 2-1. Diaz hits a hard ground ball, base hit going into center. Hilliard rounds third. He scores. Tolia goes first to third. And Diaz with a big hit for the Rockies. RBI single up the middle. It is now 6-3 Colorado in the bottom of the eighth. That was a big blow late in this game.
Some two-out insurance for Colorado, and the Rockies' lead was up to 3 after 8. In the ninth, Victor Vodnik came on to close it out for the Rockies. Francisco Alvarez up for the first time tonight, led off and singled to right field. Harrison Bader next hit a sharp ground ball to third, and the Rockies rolled a 5-4-3 double play. However, the Mets did challenge, and the call at second was confirmed. Alvarez was out, but Bader was ruled safe. Call overturned at first base, so the Mets still had a one-out base runner. One out in the inning, Tyrone Taylor up. Mets needed one more base runner to get the tying run to the plate. Taylor flied out to center for out number two. Two outs and a runner on. Last chance for the Mets was Francisco Lindor.
Lindor a single in four trips. Vodnik fires, and the pitch ripped to the right side. Tolia has it at first. He runs to the bag in time to end the game. The Colorado Rockies have taken game one of this three-game set, a 6-3 final here in Denver.
So the Rockies took game one as the Mets were unable to make it two in a row after blanking the Cardinals yesterday. Tonight, it was a 6-3 loss to the Colorado Rockies.